The private investigator at the centre of the News of the World phone hacking allegations, Glenn Mulcair, has apologised for any hurt he's caused. The chief executive of News International, Rebecca Brooks, has insisted that she will not resign over allegations that he hacked into the phone of the murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler. Ms Brooks, who was editor at the time, says it's inconceivable that she would have known about such an appalling action. It's emerged that police officers investigating the hacking allegations have contacted the parents of Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman, who were murdered in Soham in 2002. And the affair is beginning to have financial implications for the News of the World. Ford has announced it's withdrawing advertising. James Kelly has been following the day's developments.
Glenn Mulcair is at the eye of a media storm that's grown ever more fierce and unpredictable with each new allegation, and one that shows no sign of abating. The private investigator told The Guardian that when he worked for the News of the World, there was a constant demand for results. He said he wanted to apologise to anybody who'd been hurt or upset by what he'd done. He made no direct reference to Millie Dowler in what was a written statement. Here are some of his words.
Working for the News of the World was never easy. There was relentless pressure. There was a constant demand for results. I knew what we did pushed the limits ethically, but at the time, I didn't understand that I had broken the law at all.
The allegation that voice messages left on Millie Dowler's mobile phone after she vanished in 2002 were intercepted by the News of the World and some were deleted to make room for more has caused outrage. Reports that lawyers for Millie Dowler's killer, Levi Belfield, who was jailed for life last month, are now considering an appeal on the grounds his conviction might be unsafe, are only likely to add to the family's distress. It's also emerged that detectives investigating the hacking allegations have contacted the parents of Holly Wells and Jessica Chapman, who were murdered at Soham in 2002. So far, there's been no response from News International to that development. The editor of the News of the World at the time Millie Dowler went missing was Rebecca Brooks, now chief executive of News International. She said today she would not resign. In a message to staff, she said she was sickened by the claims and hoped they realised it was inconceivable she'd known about them. Simon Greenberg, the director of corporate affairs at News International, which owns the paper, said the priority was to establish whether the claims were true.
We don't know all of the facts, so I can't actually say yes or no. It is an allegation. But what I will say, we're absolutely shocked and appalled by what we read about yesterday, which was the first time we were aware of it. We're absolutely determined to establish the facts. If they are true, then the strongest possible action will be taken.
The allegations against the News of the World are having a commercial impact. The motor giant Ford has suspended advertising with the News of the World, and other leading companies are considering whether to follow suit. The co-founder of the website mumsnet.com, Justine Roberts, said they had already responded to members' calls to take action.
They were pretty appalled and disgusted by the News of the World's actions. And we have been running a campaign, an advertising campaign by Sky, and it was pointed out to us by our members that that was a bit incongruous and that perhaps it wasn't the best time to be accepting the Murdoch shilling, so we've pulled the ad campaign.
Scotland Yard are remaining tight-lipped about the progress of their investigation, but with fresh claims emerging almost hour by hour, News International's hope that this new story will drop out of the headlines anytime soon seems a forlorn one.
This evening, it's emerged that News International have found emails which suggest payments were made to police by the News of the World, which were authorised by the former editor...